So it bothers me not having beds for everybody that we have. Like, what's the expectation that they have before they come here? Like, does the contractor or recruiter or whatever they are say, hey, we have this job for you, and, you know, you have your own place to stay, and we feed you, and then they come down here with the expectation that they're going to have somewhere to sleep, and then they get here and they essentially don't. So what are they told before they come here? Do you know that? Like, I don't understand.
No, sir. What that, I don't know. Like, many of these people come from a very remote area. Probably, like, very remote in a sense, like, some of them doesn't even have a proper bed to sleep or water housed. So these people were promised to have a better place to work and a better salary and a free food and a free accommodation. So basically, if all these basic needs are provided, so everyone will come.
Okay.
So what I have, because I have met and have talked with many associates for the past 4-5 months. So whoever associates I have talked, have spoken with, they said that this is far better, you know, a company better than the, any other. They give us good food, good bed to sleep, and then they even give a good salary. For food and all, because everyone have a different taste.
Right, right.
I might like spicy food, other might like even medium or no spice at all. Or as per you, no spice available. So for food, we found it hard because probably we are around 800 people. So 800 people, there will be different tastes.
And that makes sense. That's fine. That's fine.
For that, but then what we know is that the food is good. Before we came here, the food was not that good. But since, like, a main complaint has come from the associates that there are so much water, no food, and all. So we came and then talked with the chef and all. So now the food is better than before. But as for the accommodation, as for their sleep and all, so beds are there. But for now, like, the new stock has not yet arrived. We only request for new stock. And I have sent approval from our senior manager, said, yeah, okay. And the other beds were available, like old bed. The thing is, with this newcomers, when they joined, so they only want a new bed. Like, for, okay, I joined and I have to get a new bed. For that, we can't provide reason. Because if another person is staying for only 4 months and then we provide a bed, then
right, we can't throw away mattresses every 2 weeks.
Yes. So what is, like, only if it's very bad, like it's spoiled, damaged to a very extent, we will throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if a new one came, then we'll give.
Okay,
because last word, for 150, we provided bed. Like, mm-hmm. 150 people. Like, new beds are coming, these 3 years. So for that 150 beds, we, like, total 200 beds. So for 50 beds, we give extra 150 for the new bed that we provide. But for now, many were requiring new beds. So there are extra beds which are lying around in some places there. So we give a spread, double spread, 2 times. And these people were using that one too. So from Bala, Rashi contract, he has taken 25 beds, which we have already spread with pest control, the pest control and all. So he has already taken 25 beds. And then from Shukur, she only take 10 beds. So for now, what I have known, because even if we go and ask them, they will say, yes, we are fine. But later they will say, okay, we need a new bed. That we can't, for now, it's okay, I'm fine. But maybe for next 2 weeks, I'll say, okay, I need this. That we have to arrange. But for now, they said, okay, everything is fine. Because what we have to contact and then connect with the supervisors and as well as with the warden. And though we check every day, we will go there and check. Sometimes we won't go because there will be a lot of work here. But then whatever need and then whatever problems they're facing, they will tell. The wardens and the supervisor will tell.
Okay. I just want to make sure that they're not, you know, leaving home expecting one thing and then getting here and it's something completely different.
Basically, these people will come from a very, like, poor background. Maybe we can say that lower caste, lower class. So there are expectations myself, okay, maybe we'll just get a small bed or maybe a room where everyone will sleep together in a place, kind of like a dormitory, the small, maybe kind of a hall. So for them, their expectations might be that one. Or maybe a food which only rice consists of dal, that's it. But then when they came here, it's like, okay, we got a proper food, proper. So they're happy with that. Because many, let's say many other company who provide food and accommodations will just provide as a basic necessities, not looking into the better and the well-being of the...
Not looking into the comfort or
not
any...
Not looking into the comfort or But as far as choice, we give them proper food. We even provide them mattresses, bed cots, pillows. As far as we even provide bed sheets. But the thing is for bed sheet, then after they left, they will take along with them. So it's very hard in that case. Before, because when JT sir visited, they were saying that we need sanitary napkins.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide, they provide sanitary napkins. But these people taking advantage of that, so they are taking coming to the general store and asking. For that we can't provide. We have to provide only the basic necessities where from our partners who can't and then from their partners. If the associates or any contractor needs, okay, for this month they need one packet. That is enough. So, but then these people will take and then keep it with them and even take it home. So for that we can't provide, right, sir? So that we stop. But then for their mattresses and then for the pillows and all, we provide.
Okay, okay. Where? How long do most people stay here?
It depends. We can send from Shukur contractor. For example, Shukur contractor. They have worked with the InChoiced, Kochi Choice.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them have 7 years experience, some 5, some 1 year. And then probably they will stay 2-3 years. Others have more experience than us. So yes, some has started from the starting of choice itself here, from its launching time here, until they are dead. And some who have a personal problem, family problem, that they will go. For that we can't hold them. Others they will go after 1 month or 10 days, 20 days, they will come back. But those who really are in need of, who really have to be with family or who really have problems at home, then they will go. Then for that we can't hold them. As long as there are problems which we can solve from our case, maybe like we can talk about mental and all, we can talk with them. Maybe give them some counseling and for that we can't do. But if they are saying that at home in our family there is no one to take care because I am here, and then my mother is very old, there is no one to take care, that one we can't go. So we have to send them, we have to let him go. Or whoever have the sickness, or maybe no such like the sickness where we can maybe communicable disease or some kind of that we can't go. Only those who are fit and who can work,
But I mean, if one of these girls that just came in now, you know, they stay here for a week and basically say, I don't like it, I don't want to be here, do they just walk out the front gate and that's it?
No, first we will talk with them. There are cases like that as well. There are cases. One case which happened, okay, first for 1 week, they say, okay, I have worked here for 1 week, I don't feel like it. So the supervisor will insist on staying. Okay, you stay here for 1 month, maybe you get home stay. Or maybe you miss your family. So maybe those who have children or those who have husband, maybe they will miss their family. So we'll say, you stay here for a month. If even after a month you do not feel comfortable or you still feel, you know, they're not feeling good, comfortable working here, then we will send them off. There is a last case maybe in November, where from building contractor, there is a girl, two of them, which they said that we don't feel good working here. So for they just came 2 days, then after that they said we don't mind it here, we want to go back. So from our part, from my part, from Kiran part or HR department, we try to talk with them, like giving them time, okay, work here for 1 or 2 weeks, if you do not feel good, then you can go back. But even after that, they insist on going home. for that forcing people to work here, we can't do that. It's their right if they want to go or if they want
correct.
To go. Maybe, yeah, we can tell them, okay, you can stay for 1 or 2 weeks. But after 2, 3 days, if they are not wanted, we have to send them. So they left. But after a week, they come back again. They come back again. Then I said, okay, if this time you are coming back, you have to stay here. You can't just say after 1 week of working here, you will go back. That we won't do, we won't allow. Because there is no procedures or no right that anyone can come in and then go out, anyone can go out and come in. So if that's the case, this is the last warning. If you want to work here, then work. If not, then you can go back. And they said, okay. So till now, she's working here. After the scene that she created, that she loved and she cried and let us send her, asked us, request us to send her home. Then we did her send her back. And even she said that my brother doesn't allow me to work here because it's very cold. And then he runs around and said, if her brother doesn't allow her to work here, then let her go. So we let her go and now she came back. And then I even asked her like, your brother doesn't ask. Your brother allowed you to work here? And then she said, yes, he allowed. Then I said, okay, fine. No more complaints afterwards. That we can do right, sir. If they have a right, it's their willing to work. If they don't have any will to work, they don't have any purpose to work, they can't force. There will be some person who is very attentive to work, or maybe there are some who are not attentive to work. Or we can see from the face who are really genuine to work, but that we can. If many of them take many leaves and all, we will send them. It's not like if you provide food and accommodations, that doesn't mean that they will take leave whatever they can, right?
Right.
So if they are not willing to work, we have to send them back. Only those are really genuine or only those are really need work, because there will be so many people who wants to work. That we have to see.
Do we ever have any people who don't say they're leaving and just, you know, pack up their suitcase and walk out the front gate?
No, sir. They, before they leave, they have to ask first from the supervisor, warden. Then the warden might tell them, okay, you stay for this month, then you can go back next month. Some people will be like that. They'll say, I really want to go home. I don't want to be working here. I don't feel good. And then their warden or supervisor, contractor, will insist them, okay, you stay here for 1 month. Next month, we will send you back. But after 1 month, they will stay. They even forget that they want to go home. But some people will even create a scene that they want to go home. If they want to go home right now, if we are not allowed them, they will sometimes create a scene. For that, we have to send them off. But still, there will be a procedure. A supervisor, might be the warden, will have to sign a gate pass. The supervisor will have to ask the permissions from the HR department. Only if he answers says yes, then they can go. If not, then they can't go.
What's a gate pass?
Because they are staying in hostel. So even if they're going out to the market or to medical, they have to bring a gate pass with them. That they will get from their warden, from their contractor. These contractors will write today's date, time, and signature. So before leaving, they will give it to the security in that gate, and then they will send them out. Only if they're for going home, then even the same, and for going out to the market, to the hospital, everyone have to get a gate pass.
Okay. Cool. And there's no issue with getting a gate pass?
No. There is a time where boys will be difficult to handle. So if you see those sites in the wall, before it's like open. So most probably the boy will climb up and go outside. So Bala, Rashid contractor, told me that so many boys were going outside, we required a fencing. So after a week we completed. I asked engineering team to help fixing the wall, and now we do fencing with something so that no one can go out. After that, no one is going up. Now everyone is asking for a gate pass.
Okay.
So for going out and all, they require everyone to buy a gate pass. Especially going home, if they're taking a bag with them, they will get a gate pass first. And even while coming back from market, so every security will check, even in the gate, they will check what are the things that they have bought.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're taking a cigarette or maybe a good car, all those are prohibited inside. So that will be checked. If they carry that, then we have to talk with them, maybe give them a warning. It's not like we will send them off.
Right, right.
We can't do that, right, sir? So we'll just talk with them, give them a warning, one or two warning, then we'll take them back. But the things that I are purchasing, we will keep it with us. And in the lady security, in the lady dorm, there will be one security who will stay outside. If any girl come from outside, then she will check all the bags. So that's it.
Okay, okay. And there's like, there's no issues. And this is just for my own peace of mind.
Yes.
That, you know, if somebody wanted a gate pass, nobody's, like none of the supervisors or security up there is gonna stop them from getting a gate pass?
No, sir, not like that.
Okay.
They can go, but then they have to be back on site.
Okay.
But as for Bala, Rashid contractor, he gives them 2 times a week. Not like every day. As for a boy, if we do not control from our like from our side, they will come drunk, like maybe smoking. So he have his own set of rules that he will give gate pass only 3 or 4 times in a week. If he give on Monday, Tuesday, only, then on Wednesday, Friday or Sunday, he will give like that.
Okay.
But he won't give every day. Every day, he will give only in emergency case. If there is a boy who got sick, then that time, even if we do not provide gate pass for him, he will give gate pass. But then for if they want to go to the market and all, that he will only follow with his own set of rules. Every contractor, even as we have rules and regulation, and every contractor and supervisors have their own rules and regulations.
Okay.
Whatever they have to do with it.
Okay. Cool, cool. I think I understand. I'll probably have more questions because I'm a little slow.
It's fine, you can ask.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have any other questions?
Not right now. Let me, but if I do have questions, I will come find you.
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Can I take a look now?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks.